just like they used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SBR. It's John Barrett here, the old miserable git. We used to have the marina on the seafront. Now, because of modern technology, I'm just outside of Bridgewater, and I do my show from here, and Bob does a twiddle around a bit, I expect, and hey presto, we have a record show. And I do call a record show because I show my age. I play all vinyl today. Yes, I'm just trying to look at it now. Richard Digent's going to start with, and I interviewed him back about 1976, 77. He was just getting popular, and he went on, and he was always on television, Richard Digent. It's funny, he's retired now. Shows my old age as well, doesn't it? Anyway, this is from an LP called How the West Was Won, and it was, I think it was the folk LP of the year as voted. I'm not certain about that, but I'm pretty certain it was. Anyway, I got Richard Digent to sign it and everything. But you're not going to, you wouldn't know that, would you? So we shall now just start it and see what you think of him. As I say, the LP is called How the West Was Won, but we're not going to have that. We're going to start with about Edward Sears and a brass band. I hope. Yes, Richard Digent is now retired, apparently. He lives just outside of Salisbury. But I knew him when he was living in Lyme Regis. And he actually played cricket for Lyme Regis, I think more in the second team. But he did play cricket. And we're going to have about three more tracks before we go on to somebody else. So How the West Was Won, I think, as I said before, it was LP, folk LP of the year. But I wouldn't swear to that. He might just tell me a story. So let's have another track and see what you think of it. What's this one called? I don't know.
A lonely man in a world of his own. I sit here wondering about tomorrow. I wonder why today has brought me so much sorrow. Show me the door if you want me to go. Show me your bed if I'm staying. Show me how if you want me to know. Hush-a-bye, my lady, I'm praying. Oh, how I long for some loving in my heart. Oh, how I dream of the morning. I'd swim 2 miles of three if I had an island dearer than the sea. Show me the door if you want me to go. Show me your bed if I'm staying. Show me how if you want me to know. Hush-a-bye, my lady, I'm praying. If you want me to go, show me your bed if I'm staying. Show me how if you want me to know. Hush-a-bye, my lady, I'm praying. A sailing ship I'd send a winter breeze, a breeze to aid your lone ambitions. And I feel the sky with stars to help you make your decisions. Show me the door if you want. Show me your bed if I'm staying. Show me how if you want me to know. Hush-a-bye, my lady, I'm praying.
Years later, he was doing Countdown, that program on Channel 4. Richard Digents were on about, and we're now going to hear all about the Press Gang.
Thank you. gonna feed my baby. Show mercy on me now. Who's gonna tend to my sheep, sir? Who's gonna plow my land? Who's gonna help the wife of a farming French gangman?
Think for one more Richard Digents one before we move on. And I say the LP is called How the West Was Won, and that was all about the press gang. Unfortunately, we don't have the press gang anymore, do we? Well, that's one thing. So he's just talking about history. Anyway, let's have one more track and then we'll move on to The Clash. Goodness me.
When the war is of the day, a folded far beneath you, and the evening places tenderness on you and your surrounds. Bless the night for hiding,
things you cannot be abiding. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, God bless you. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. And everything you ever set your mind to, at sundown, when you run down, tranquility shines through. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. Goodbye, journey through the daylight. But tiredness is prevailing, and the evening is the port that shall protect me from the storm. Blessed strength for saving. Ain't you glad you never gave in? Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. And everything you ever set your mind to, sundown, when you run down, tranquility shines through. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. You're the afternoon arrival, you're the savior of my day. Oh baby, bless the evening, you're soothing and relieving. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you. Everything you ever set your mind to, sundown, when you run down, tranquility shines through. Bless the evening, blessed ceiling, bless the evening, blessed ceiling, and bless you.
As I said, moving on to The Clash now, and they were billed as, I'm reading it here, the only band that matters. And this is London's Calling. This is a double LP. I bought it as a double LP, and I think you will probably enjoy it. Here it comes, London's Calling.
London is drowning. I live by the river. was true.
Thunder and Carly at the top of the dial. After all this, won't you give me a smile? I never felt so much alike.
Yes, they were pretty good, The Clash, for a little while, weren't they? Here they come with another track. Brand new Cadillac. Roll number that. This one, Jimmy Jazz.
chop, chop.
Yes, I better have a little word about The Clash. They've got real, well, they used to have real connections with Bridgewater. Joe Strummer lived just outside of Bridgewater, and I think it was over in Nether Stowey Way over there. But he used to he'd be seen around Bridgewater quite a bit, and there's a proper little sort of fan club about him, because he's obviously passed away now. And the other thing about when we were living in Froome, the Bridgewater said they were going to be trying to, what can I call it, preserve the concrete castle. And you scratching your head thinking, what's this so full on about? Well, I'm a bit the same as you. I really didn't know where the concrete castle was. But when I came to Bridgewater, I knew exactly where it was. And they had Mick Jones was there, and Philip and Glenn will know this one. And he was sort of quite presentable early on. And then they got him to come up on stage and do a couple of Clash numbers. Well, he took something a bit strange because he couldn't do anything. And they had to get Joe Public came up and did this number instead. He couldn't get through the words or anything. Very strong stuff. Anyway, let's move on. Let's have one more track by The Clash. And the LP is called London's Calling. Jimmy Dale Gilmore now. He comes from Lubbock, Texas, and that's where Buddy Holly was born. And this is a real oldie, so therefore let's get prepared for singing the blues.
to do me this way. And I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Why'd you do me this way? The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Why'd you do me this way?
Buddy Holly was born, Lubbock, Texas, and I think the person who produced this, Joe Ely, they were all in a band together called the Flatlanders, and this is what's this LP called? Fair and Square by Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and really I can't say much more. That was a cover, obviously, because that was done years before that. This is in 1978 this LP came out, but that was probably in the 50s, wasn't it, when Tommy Steele did it, and Guy Mitchell, they brought that single out, Singing the Blues. So let's have a little bit more now, but I think most of the rest of it is his originals, but we'll find out as I'll play it and read up about it. So here he comes again, Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
The answer, oceans come and go. I loved her seven seas once. Lord, I loved her so, but she let me down so easy. One slow drop at a time. I would have killed myself, but it made no sense committing suicide in self-defense. But I lost everything I brought her. When she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. Centuries ago, we were living on the Gold Coast. She was still in love with the long gone cold ghost. I was only trying to turn back the tide of her tears. I felt like an endless ocean rolling through the fog, full emotion drifting like a weather-beaten log. I even thought that I outthought her, till she said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. school. I taught you everything I know, and maybe even more. That's true, she said, more than you ever will. I said, I've been your raging river, precious African queen. I showed you everything that I've ever seen, but she knew more than I had taught her. And she said, babe, you're just a wave, not the water. My will, water on the move, you know, and never stand still. And I moved every muscle just to prove it can be done. Then up some old sad river where snow white lilies flow, I came to her for mercy, but I hardly rocked the boat. She seemed surprised that I had caught. Said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water. She said, babe, you're just a wave, you're not the water.
When I was enjoying this sort of music in the 70s, that track was written by Butch Hancock. I was just looking it up, and the gentleman's name what we're hearing is Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and as I say, Joe Ely produced it, so it's really good stuff. At the time I thought it was brilliant. Anyway, let's have another track.
Almost made straight A's. He can just
music I did enjoy in the 70s. This will be another track now, written by Butch Hancock. I'll spit it out somehow or other. Butch Hancock.
She played the accordion, she made my heart melt. She played it according to the way that she felt. And if she felt like playing the blues, she played them well. She played the piano and sang a love tune. She played the bamboo savanna by the light of the moon. And if you asked what she playing for keeps, she said you never can tell. But when she pulled off her shoes and played the rhythm and blues, oh Lord, don't ask me how. I got 99 holes in my head, one more can't hurt me now. I got 99 holes in my head, one more can't hurt me now. In a little cantina in a border town, she picked them up and stood them up and laid them down. And when it came to coming up with a tune, she put us all to shame. She played Guadalajara on the baby guitar and bought around the corner long before the minute the bar. Anything you can do, I can do better. What's her game? She pulled off her shoes and played the rhythm and blues. Oh Lord, she had a perfect cut. I got 99 holes in my head, one more can't hurt me much. I got 99 holes in my head, one more can't hurt me much. Rocked me like a slow boat sailing on the China Sea. She played the Tennessee Waltz standing on her head. Late one night setting up in bed, she played the freight train boogie and she played it in a minor key. She pulled off her shoes and played the rhythm and blues. Oh Lord, the little lady could sing. I got 99 holes in my head, one more gave her a thing. I got 99 holes in my head.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio indeed. It's John Borrett here, the Openers Bucket, who had the Marine down on the seafront. I'm playing my vinyl hour, and now I'm going to finish with a gent, Doris Day's son. I think that might be a good way of putting it. I don't think he would have got anywhere if he didn't have Doris Day behind him. Yeah, that's what I'll say. It's not a bad LP. I bought this back in... Oh, it's going again. Oh, well, we'll just keep going there. I don't know what's going on here now, because I don't know why it stopped, but it did stop for some reason. I'll have to check it in a minute. What's it at? Now it says it's about 50 minutes ago into the show. Something weird has happened. And I don't really know what I'm saying now, because it does throw you sometimes, and that's why it's not a slick show. I do apologise at times, but it's ridiculous. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, we'll get on I don't know what I've said even. Terry Melcher, we're going to hear Doris Day's son. I'll just play them through because I don't think we'll do any more with it, but just hope and pray it comes out. So here we go. Terry Melcher, I hope.
I've been out walking, and I don't do too much talking these days. These days, I seem to think a lot about all the things that I forgot to do. And I stopped all my gambling. Rambling these days. These days I just sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter tones to ten, my friend. I had a lover, but I don't think I'd risk another these days. These days. I can't help but think a lot about all the things that I forgot to do. And all the time I had the chance to.
Well, fingers crossed we're getting recordings done here. And this is, as I say, Terry Melcher's name, Doris Day's son. He did produce some music for the Byrds and occasionally other people. And I think he only brought this one LP out. And probably everybody thinks, thank goodness for that. Anyway, I shall now have a look at the time. Okay, I'll just play these out, I think, and just say thank you very much for listening. Apart from my little hiccup at the end, I thought it was going to be quite a good show, but now I don't know what's happening. This is called These Days, that's pretty obvious. And really, there's not much more I can say. It stomachs me that I don't know why it's gone wrong. But if it hasn't recorded badly, I'll just leave it in. Sorry, Bob. I try my best. Fades out, and I want to thank you all for listening in, and keep listening to Sid Valley Radio, because normally it can be good.